1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21. Third Thursday of each month, we get the Greenwich Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors. Usually Stacy Lowe and Brian Tunney join me, but they're out on the West Coast in California for the annual National Association of Realtors Convention. So ably filling in will be Pam Bagnani and Maria Ruggeberg. Good morning, Pam. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
All right. Wants to run down those numbers for the month of October compared to October of 2022. Pam?
Yes, sure thing. I'm just going to concentrate on the single family homes. This October, we sold 38 versus 30 last year, so that's an increase of about 26%. The medium sales price also went up 6% from $2.4 million to $2.5 million. Another number that we look at is the average days on market. In this case, it went up from 35 last year, average days on market, to 104, an increase of 197%. So that's something that is very interesting. Seems there's a little slowdown there. As far as new listings, it seems as though that is rather consistent, 55 this year versus 56 last year. And then if I look at the total active inventory, there is 154 units of single-family homes on. That's a decrease of 39%. When last year there were 255 in 2022. And just to give you a quick update on that, Riverside has 11 homes on, Old Greenwich has 3 homes, Poscob has 9 homes, and the rest of Greenwich has 103.
Okay. Maria?
Yes, I'm going to do the condos. Okay, there were 12 condo/co-op closings in October, compared to last year's number, which was 15 closings, representing a decrease of 20%. The median price increased substantially from $699,000 last year to $962,500, representing a 38% increase in the median sales price. The average days on the market for the condo co-ops was 96 days, which was up considerably from last year's 77 days, which is actually a 10% increase. There were 15 new condo units brought on the market this October, which is a 6% decrease from last year where you had 16 units. And there were a total of 36 condo co-ops available compared to last year, which there were 68, which represented a 47% decrease. As in the single-family home inventory, there is very little inventory for condos and co-ops in Greenwich as well.
All right. Does anybody see any loosening of the inventory over the next months or so?
No.
Sadly, no. I would agree.
No. And there are several reasons. Some people have very low mortgage rates, and they're not interested in selling and losing their 3% mortgages and getting 7% mortgages. So that's one roadblock. It is a good time for a seller. It's clearly a seller's market because we don't have most of the inventory is less than 4 months, and anything under 6 months inventory is a seller's market. Anything over 6 months inventory is a buyer's market. So we're still in a strong seller's market.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, there really is, you know, people sometimes ask us, when is the best time for us to list? And we grew up here, you know, in the older days, you know, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, it was always called a spring market. Then there was the Wall Street influence of bonuses coming. So then it was a January market. Then those bonuses were told to the executives that their money was coming, but it wasn't paid until March. So then it was back to spring. Then it got pushed off to the fall. And so none of those really are indicators anymore because of this lack of inventory. When you put it on and it's priced appropriately, there are a stream of buyers that are very frustrated because so many of them have on numerous occasions tried to buy a house and have either been outbid or unable to buy it when the price went up. So we do have a strong demand, and we do have buyers on the sidelines, particularly coming from Manhattan and Westchester.
Mm-hmm. One of the most dramatic numbers I saw is, looking here is that for the co-ops, I mean, from 700,000 to more than 960,000 for the condo price. So what do you think about that?
Well, again, you don't have a lot of inventory, and in what's happening is you have multiple offers, and they go over asking, and that's a big jump. But people, first-time homebuyers, and people that are downsizing will be active buyers for the condo co-op market. And that's,
that's really seeing a lot, Maria, is Lions Farm, where they go on maybe at one point.
More expensive one.
200 to 300 over ask price because there's such a demand for that particular complex. So that's driving up the numbers as well.
Wow. All right. So I don't know, Pam, it sounds like you said the rules have kind of gone out the door, but do things slow as we get to the holiday season now with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up?
I would say that they do.
Maria says Pam says yes. Yeah.
I still see it. I still see things that are priced correctly, at least in the last week, multiple offers as well. So I don't know. I've always sold in 32 years in the business. I've always had a closing in December, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that typically it is not a time for people to be actively, you know, putting their house on the market just because of the normal things that you just said. You know, they're setting the tables for Thanksgiving, having family and friends over, and they don't want to show it.
Right.
But having said that, if somebody is interested in selling, there's nothing to prevent them, and there's not a market that's going to say, don't put it on, because there will be buyers there.
And if you have some nice decorations, that's good staging, right?
That's true, too. Yes.
Excellent.
All right. Well, appreciate your time this morning. Greenwich Association of Realtors, Pam Pagnani and Maria Ruggeberg joining me. Pam, Maria, thanks very much for your time this morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. You get it.